The acting chief of the National Transportation Safety Board says investigators have some leads but haven't found any obvious reason why Senator Paul Wellstone's plane crashed Friday during a campaign trip in Minnesota. The senator, his wife, daughter, three staff members, and two pilots were killed. The plane's engines have been recovered and will be checked to see if they were faulty, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The head of the NTSB, Carol Carmody, says the investigation into Friday's plane crash has entered a difficult stage. Investigators are hand-sifting through debris, trying to pick out aircraft and instrument parts. Carmody says last Friday, other pilots had reported the presence of tiny ice crystals on their planes, but she says Senator Wellstone's plane had de-icing equipment.
We are going to make every effort to determine if these were operational at the time of the accident. It's difficult because of the fragmentation and the very little bit of the aircraft that's left, but we are going to make every effort to find something to indicate if those systems were operational.
Yesterday, relatives of the victims visited the crash site, and tomorrow, a public memorial service will be held at the University of Minnesota's campus in Minneapolis. The state's Democratic Party chief, Mike Erlandson, says the next day, the entire Central Committee will hold a nominating convention to select a substitute for Wellstone in the state's closely watched Senate race.
But between now and Tuesday night's memorial and Wednesday night's meeting, we're going to slow things down.
It has become a delicate process for the political parties and their candidates as they try to balance the solemn recognition of the tragedy with a need to campaign before the November 5th election. Wellstone was locked in a tight contest with Republican candidate Norm Coleman, the former mayor of St. Paul. Wellstone's oldest son has urged former Vice President Walter Mondale to run in his father's place. And yesterday, Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, strongly endorsed the idea. Republican Norm Coleman appeared on a public affairs television show, but afterwards he refused to say much about his potential opponent.
This is bigger than politics. It really is. We'll deal with the politics. There'll be a campaign. And Walter Mondale is a fine man. Paul Wellstone was a fine man. We were just political opponents. But right now, I think we're in a much different phase than the political, you know, Washington folks. This is still very personal for folks in Minnesota.
But while Coleman and Minnesota state officials are reticent to discuss the campaign, patrons at the New Louisiana Cafe, a restaurant Senator Wellstone used to frequent, were not. 45-year-old Jeff Matinka, a nonprofit manager, said Democrats would do well to choose Walter Mondale as a substitute candidate.
The time is so short, Mondale would fit in quickly. Of course, he's very different than Paul Wellstone, but he is still generally liberal. He's well regarded here in Minnesota, and I think that he's got a real strong chance to win against Coleman, which is really important to me. I want someone who can win in a very short period of time.
51-year-old Lee Jaworski, an accountant, said he supported Coleman, but he wore a Wellstone button on his coat to show his respect. He says Coleman is in a tough position, but Walter Mondale would be no shoe-in.
I don't think so, but I think Coleman's in a tough position, because what can he do? The campaign is basically stopped now, the way I see it.
Democratic officials say Walter Mondale will have no comment until the memorial services and Wednesday's nominating convention are complete. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, St. Paul.
More stories about Senator Wellstone's life and death are at npr.org.